Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, the past 2 years in the shadow of the COVID-19 remind us of the necessity of international cooperation to resolve global challenges. This conference is a good testimony of common efforts. Advancing disarmament requires every nation's contribution, and disarmament benefits all nations. Madam President, we are facing deteriorating global security environment with unacceptable claims for spheres of influence. These developments heighten the need for international rules-based cooperation. We need a strong focus on upholding the principles of the UN Charter and pursuing disarmament and arms control. The Conference on Disarmament should be a key forum in these efforts. In Europe, the Russian Federation has challenged and breached mutually agreed norms and principles. Finland strongly condemns Russia's invasion into Ukraine. Russia's ongoing assault targets now Ukraine, but is also an attack on the entire European and global security order. The attack is a flagrant violation of international law. Russia should cease military operations immediately and return its forces back to Russia. Finland firmly supports Ukraine's independence, sovereignty, self-determination, and territorial integrity. We continue supporting Ukraine's right and efforts to individual and collective self-defense in accordance with the Article 51 of the UN Charter. Finland stands with Ukraine. Madam President, difficult international security environment is not a reason to halt efforts to pursue disarmament. UN Secretary General Dag Hammarskjöld said it wisely already in 1955. Disarmament is never the result only of the political situation. It is also partly instrumental in creating the political situation. We welcome the decision a year ago by the Russian Federation and the United States to extend the New START treaty. We encourage the two biggest nuclear weapon states to seek further reductions in their arsenals. This is crucial in building confidence and advancing our ultimate goal, a world free of nuclear weapons. We welcome the January statement by the P5 on the inadmissibility of nuclear war and the importance of nuclear risk reduction. Words are important, actions speak louder. We seek reinforced commitment and efforts by all nuclear weapon possessors to nuclear disarmament. A good interim step would be a commitment to not to increase the number of nuclear weapons. We are particularly concerned by the development of and the increased reliance on and even the threat of use of the so-called non-strategic nuclear weapons. We repeat our demand to cover non-strategic nuclear weapons in bilateral and multilateral arms control with a view of rapid reduction in their numbers. Nuclear weapons pose a risk for every nation. A nuclear weapon detonation would have catastrophic humanitarian consequences. It is our common interest to reduce risks for any nuclear weapon use, intended or unintended. Nuclear risk reduction can contribute to increased confidence and security. It is not a substitute to nuclear disarmament, but can serve as a building block advancing it. There are several serious proposals and initiatives promoting nuclear risk reduction. We urge all states to give thorough consideration for these proposals and take action accordingly. Madam President, another sector where the need to increase confidence in each other's actions and behaviors is space. With increasing congestions in space, the risk of misunderstandings and miscalculations leading to escalation is rising. Enhanced efforts to address space security are therefore called for. This in mind, Finland welcomes the start of the work of the open-ended working group on reducing threats through norms, rules and principles of responsible behaviors. Finally, as technology is progressing rapidly, autonomous weapon systems continue to play an increasingly important role in the defense and disarmament domains. We need mutually agreed rules and laws, and Finland will spare no effort in achieving substantive progress in the discussions under the renewed mandate of the group of governmental experts within the CCW. Moreover, we call on countries to pursue finding ways to bridge the gap between differing views on this topic. Madam President, esteemed ambassadors, your work is important as it is demanding. Advancing disarmament and agreeing on measures which increase security of all is an immense task. Failure to see national security in a broader context may narrow our vision and reduce our ability to see cooperative interests. Lack of genuine dialogue may lead to polarization. Overcoming these obstacles and advancing disarmament require determined political will. They require serious negotiations taking into account security concerns of all nations. In disarmament, going forward and avoiding backtracking is often more important than knowing the exact time of arrival. In spite of the long stalemate, CD remains a key institution of disarmament and arms control. Finland remains committed to do our part in revitalizing its work. We congratulate you, Madam President, and your predecessor for a successful adoption of the decision of the work for the CD in 2022. Thank you very much.